The following is presented by Rollicall, an alcohol swab alternative.
In the United States, there are 37.5 million people living with diabetes, and research suggests only 30%, irrespective of type, have full control over their diabetes. That's only 6 to 8 million people. If you're one of the 70% that don't have full control, and often wonder why it is so difficult to control the peaks and valleys of daily glucose levels, in the next few minutes you'll learn useful facts associated with controlling your diabetes. It may surprise you to learn the real reason you're not as successful as you'd like to be. You have heard countless times that diet is the principal modification necessary to control glucose. After all, we are what we absorb. Lifestyle and medications are unquestionably vital. But relying on medication alone is not the answer, and it's unlikely you've heard the answer from your healthcare provider. Generally, there are two types of people. The existing body of literature supports the premise that principally they are defined as proactive or reactive. It may seem obvious that a proactive individual is more likely to be successful in managing their diabetes than a reactive person. But why? By definition, proactive people work to avoid problems, while reactive people deal with problems after they occur, like having to take corrective actions daily for high or low glucose levels. The reason underlying a person's proactivity inclination may also seem obvious, but it simply comes down to the individual's self-discipline. The 30% that have full control are typically proactive and disciplined. The fact is, successful diabetes management is all about establishing and committing to daily routines. And proactive people have mastered the routines because they've mastered the discipline to execute on the routines. Using the word discipline to describe a proactive person's innate ability to manage their diabetes is analogous to Occam's razor, the problem-solving principle that, when facing competing theories or explanations, the simpler one, with fewer parameters, is preferred. Therefore, once diagnosed and accepted that diabetes is a lifelong chronic but manageable condition, positive routines must be developed and practiced regarding lifestyle modifications. And that's where a transformative treatment titled Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT for short, can play a decisive role. CBT can help develop the necessary discipline skills to establish productive routines. The American Psychological Association defines CBT as an effective treatment for a range of problems, such as depression, which all too often goes hand in hand with diabetes. Depression is more than 3 times higher in people with type 1 diabetes and nearly twice as high in people with type 2 diabetes. It's not just clinical depression. Diabetes is further associated with anxiety, stress, and even the prevalence of eating disorders. Diabetes distress is a regular part of life for millions of adults, and burnout can make it more challenging to manage your blood sugar. It's not surprising to learn that such conditions increase the risk of diabetic complications. According to Dr. George H. Davis, Yale Medical School psychology professor, and 40-year expert in CBT studies, decades of research confirm CBT can help individuals develop the ability to practice discipline and cultivate the positive attitude necessary to address their issues. CBT is structured around core principles, such as problems are, in part, based on faulty or unhelpful ways of thinking, and that problems are learned patterns of unhelpful behavior. The fact is, people can learn better ways of coping with diabetes-related issues and, for example, learn to become more effective in their lives by developing better routines. CBT involves efforts to change thinking patterns with strategies that include learning to recognize and accept the routines of diabetes management, and that discipline for such routines can be learned and executed on a daily basis. Routines transcend lifestyle and exercise to include regular health checks, daily feet and hand observation, and podiatry when warranted, among other medical evaluations such as endocrinology and nephrology. There are over 19,000 independently owned community pharmacies in the U.S., dedicated owners and staff that deliver the highest quality of healthcare services. Of the 37.5 million people living with diabetes, it's estimated that 10 million visit community pharmacies monthly for diabetes medications, and many of these pharmacies may be able to recommend a CBT professional in your area. Although there are online services for finding a CBT practitioner, telehealth is not a substitute for in-person visits. Speak to your pharmacist or healthcare provider for assistance. This message was not intended to provide medical advice, merely demonstrate that there are many options to consider for successful diabetes control. However, your community pharmacist is trained to provide advice, so support community pharmacies as they strive to support the people in their communities.